to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. I'd like to read one more passage from Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16. We'll read verse 14, 15, and verse 19 and 20. Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11, as they sat at meat, and upbraid them with their unbelief, and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 19, So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. Verse 20, And they went forth, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with the signs following. Amen.
Be seated.
Well, we have some pictures. It's all new technology, Wi-Fi and things. I'm not that expert, but things are working. That's great. Wonderful. Just to bring a few photos of what we're going back in home, as well as pray that the Lord may help continue to go for the ministry. As I said this morning, it's because of God and God's people praying and standing with us so that we've been able to just reach out gospel to our land. So I'm standing this mission evening. I'm a product of a mission. Because a missionary committed to the Lord and this cause, he just continually shared the gospel so that I came to know Christ as my personal Savior and Lord. He never gave me up, prayed. Thank God, that's the reason God saved me. And praise God for that. So with the 1.35 billion people, just a little more than what we have in America, and work with 30 states, but we work with 29 states and 40 major languages, Nepal, Myanmar, Bhutan, and other countries we are looking forward. And we started here in Trivandrum. My first church was just here in this area, still going on. From there, we've been able to start another college here in Punjab. It's almost 3,500 kilometers. Then we have the third college in Jagadarpur. Boy Sahu is looking after that. Then this year we've been able to start in a Bible school in Nepal too. All the ministries goes from People's Baptist Church. Our church is growing, and praise God, people have been added on a regular basis to our church. This is our new building in Trivandrum. We had several baptisms this year from our church. And our total ministry, thousands of people have been baptized. Sometimes I don't like to tell the numbers because people have been coming and getting baptized. In People's Bible Ministry, every day people come to know Christ. Praise God for that. And every week there are several baptisms happening in many places. One of the great blessings, my grandson, Jabez, got baptized. And thank God for that. And it was thrilling for our soul. Our college, still going on well. We use the old things which we started in the beginning, for staff prayer meeting. And we continue to do that, remembering how the Lord just blessed us from out of scratching to where we are today. Thank God, His work. Our students' body began to grow, and we have 280 students, and it's going on. We just started the third week of July, And we have 32 different language speaking people over here, and some Nepal also. And our conference this year, we had a good turnout, and we have a couple of my friends were preaching. We have a 4 days conference. God really just worked on many hearts, many being able to just go to the field. After the meeting, several people in and out of outskirts of Trivandrum, we have several churches planted, and they've been able to come. We had a great meeting. We have two graduation service in this year in our college. This is Trivandrum People's Baptist Bible College here. We had the graduation, 75 people got graduated. Out of that, 68 of them went to the field. And we praise God for that. This is our third college, Chhattisgarh. They all came to Trivandrum. We have 76 people got graduated. And many of them working in the five different states of a central part of India for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have 151 graduated this year. Almost 138 went to the field and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a different conference that we send out several teams. There are 36 teams went this year preaching the gospel, including Nepal. Thousands of people came to know Christ and a lot of new Bible studies being able to start and people being able to establish churches. Graduates serving across India. So graduate from our Bible college. That's one of the reasons we train them, motivate them, discipling them, helping them to get the ministry, so they might be able to take the glorious gospel to various parts of India as well as other countries to reach with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we cannot sin, it's better not to have a college back in home. That is our philosophy, where we train them in order to reach others. Some of them working in Assam and Orissa and several places, this man been travel across India and establish churches for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you go, people get saved after the team ministry, then they have a Bible study in the small places. People have been able to sit in two different rooms, then from there, they've been able to grow. The church in Andhra Pradesh, many of the churches are growing. They have good buildings, good facilities, and growing. There are some churches that are very small, and they have not really good places, but still, people are gathering for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some churches are growing. There are larger churches now, 700, 750 churches, some of them in the central part of India. We praise God for that, how the Lord has been working for that area. Chhattisgarh, our third Bible college, we have 220 students studying there. Pastor Sahu is looking after that also ministry under Blessed Hope Baptist Church. It's all just going from People's Baptist Church. Our aim is to reach India for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Chhattisgarh class in sessions, many people have been trained and reached out with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. New church has been able to just build and dedicated in the Bangalore city. It is going on well there. The printing press, we've been able to pray, and you've been praying for us. Thank God for the printing press. There are a few more instruments need to come. We are just praying for that, working with the 40 different languages. That has been a great blessing. We like to just send out thousands and thousands of literature to several places, and thank God for that. A main part came from over here. All right, thank you so much for that. This is our second Bible college in northern India, Punjab state. Pastor Venom was there one time when we were just opening. There, it began to grow. A golden city, and there are 98 pastors now we've been able to just send to Punjab, and we have 98 churches planted over there, and several other Bible studies going on. And we have to rent many buildings. We have to move our college to a different location. It's in Ludhiana. It's a great city. And this is Raj Babu. He is from the northeastern part of India. He never speaks Hindi and even Punjabi. But he came to college. God sent him over there 10 years back. Now fluently he preached in Punjabi and Hindi. And he is looking after there. And this is the property which we are planning to take. Now we are renting 4 buildings. It costs us nearly $2,000+ every month. So we like to have, we turned down this year 30 students from there. We have 40 students already over here. The opening of this August, I was there. And the classes are growing. And praise God that people have been trained and sent out for reaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a property we would like to buy because the new government, we like to have this property soon. We've been able to put down $68,000. This is a 9 acres land. with some of the buildings. Our aim is to buy this land and establish our college here, and with that we can produce enough food to feed nearly 75 people. So that's my goal, to have some rice and wheat and vegetables that will be supplying for the needs of the school. We also have a small portion to keep some cattle. So just by faith, trusting, I went and visited, talked to this man, the landlord, and they gave some time. But before our new government, which established last 2 months back, and the man who is the prime minister, very much a strong Hindu. And there are some states already started some kind of investigations from the government regarding the Christian ministries. So please do pray that the Lord may just have his way in that matter and people may be strengthened. But I'd like to get this property and establish things before they throw it out. Because we wanted to see that Pakistan reach, Bangladesh reach, and Bhutan and reach. And this is in a good establishment over there. We need another $72,000, and I appreciate your prayers. And pray that the Lord may just grant this property for his glory. With God, all things are possible. The college reopened this year, and we have 40 students. 30 of the students, we just turned them down. Otherwise, we'll have 70 students because we are renting 4 different buildings over there. Punjab College is progressing, and the churches are growing for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Different classes, I appreciate your thoughtful prayers for this college. Then the different face of ministry, this is Devi, my daughter. And the husband, John Johnson, but we call Manoj. And Jabez and Jonathan. Jonathan got saved this year, the month of April, in Bangalore. And it's in a wonderful way that God saved them. Then this is my wife, you know, Sarah. She wanted to come, but her son is there. And pray, they work among the children as well as women. And she helped everywhere, my wife, and pray for her. This is the tsunami home. And you remember that the government comes nowadays, a lot of problems. We need approximately $2,100 to run this ministry every month. Almost last year, we thought of just closing down because of the expenses. And so the word began to send. We sent the college graduates to go there and teach songs and Bible classes for these people. So this year something happened. I was visiting Scotland to one of my good friend, went with the Lord for his funeral and met with another man. And was preaching, and this guy came and he wants in a container because somebody donated 10,000 books. One of my great goal is to build in a good library. Because that reach for our people. Getting good books is a problem. So somebody just gave me 10,500 books. And I need to bring to India. I cannot do it. So I was seeking somebody who can just send as a container. So I was telling, one of the men came and said, I sent container to different parts of the world, and I can send one to you. And you come and visit my godown. So I went there. So he showed me around 400 backpacks. Some of the football team bought it, they didn't like that, so they just thrown away. Each of them is 25 pounds. It's almost over $40. I said, I can have that. And some chairs, some all lot of things, some around 1,000 soap. You think about it. I mean, it packed so much. It all arrived in India, nearly $3,000-$4,000 we have to pay. Just released from there to the transportation, which was a great blessing. So we went and given to our children there, all our 400 children. Had backpacks. They can go for 3 years now. Praise the Lord. And we just visited the boys there. And this year, these five of them graduated from our high school there in Tsunami Home. She's Sandhya. And these five of the people like to meet with Pastor Nair. So they came and talked to us and they thanked us. And then they said, Sandhya especially, this girl came and she was 6 years old in our school. She said, because of this institution, I'm here. Otherwise, I would have been street. Do not know what I should have done. Thank God for this institution. Gave education. She's going to training as a nurse now. And wonderful. Then she said, we are all thankful to you, but we heard that you are going to close down because of financial problem. Please. Then she fell down on her knees and just begged and cried, please don't close. There are so many other children. And I was so embarrassed, I did not know what to do. I said, we'll see. But later that month, one of my friends wrote me, he's going to help me for 1 year. He said, $2,100 for 1 year, that's great. Praise the Lord for that. So until next year it is going. So pray as it will go. This is Pastor Das, who is looking after that home there. And this is another home in Chennai. And one of my friends and helped to build this. We have 42 children in Chennai. I was there for 15th August for raising the flag and some meetings. The other part of that building is growing. And need your prayers that we can accommodate the boys and girls in that home. And a good ministry. Chennai, our aim, our goal is to establish 100 churches. This is around 9 million people in that vast city. And we have 35 places we have meetings and some organized churches there. 100, it's possible with God. So I appreciate your prayers. The fly hostings, they are all just respecting the independence of India. From there, we are going now to the Faith Baptist Tsunami. Each home or each local church, they become responsible for that. That's the children will grow spiritually for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is one of the other new homes we just built in Andhra Pradesh. Pastor Suresh and his father, Jagadish, they both are working there. They're also working in the interior part of Andhra Pradesh. We've been able to build this home. The church also growing there and tremendously growing in that area for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the other church, the Nepal ministry. Nepal, we have now 38 men working there. And next year, we'll be sending another 5 men there. Some churches are growing good and increasing. And they go sometimes in a house to meeting and small groups, young people, sometimes one by one, reaching people with the Lord Jesus Christ for the glory of the Lord. I was there in the month of May, spent nearly 8 days with the team traveling. So many people came to know Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. Several new Bible studies are going there. And please do continually pray for Nepal. The Lord may come to bless. By this year, we started a school permanently there. So it's in a school going on with 10 students there. So maybe that I'd like to just bring into the point of an institute, if Lord willing. Then Trinity Baptist Church, Pastor Babu being supported from this ministry. He was pastoring there. Now Pastor Joy is pastoring there. Pastor Babu is now pastoring Bethel Baptist Church near the Bible College. And these starts are also growing. And they appreciate your prayers. In the summer ministries, our team been able to go. This is Brother Thangan Nadar, the very southern tip of India, supported by Ebenezer, and he and his wife, and growing, and church ministry. Ministry in Nepal, Myanmar is growing. We praise God, we have 27 plus men as working in Nepal with Pastor Raping there. Need much prayers. And new churches in Punjab and Himachal Pradesh, and been able to establish new churches planted in different parts of Kerala and the other part of the world, and in Bangalore. It's all going. It's in Andhra Pradesh. Thank God, churches are growing for the glory of God. Services, sometimes you go filled with people, sometimes we think we just build a small building. But anyway, it's going on for the glory of God. It's a hillside Baptist church in Andhra Pradesh, and we had several ministries going there. They don't have a place, so we are just laying the foundations, and Pastor Sunit is that area, giving more leadership to that ministry there. And this is our Pastor Nilambur, Pastor Martin Kurian, being supported by this church, and his father is the pastor over there, Nilambur Baptist Church. And outreach ministries, my Timothy is back in home after his pre-med from America, so he's staying and he's going along with Pastor Joji Thomas. He's the assistant pastor of our church, who is prepared to be pastor of our church, and pray for the same people as they just go and reach out to the people. Sometimes you go 10 meetings, people come to know Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. Assam, Pastor Shamul, working with the extension school there and reaching out to other people for the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't have a place. We are just putting a foundation and waiting for next stage. So there are a lot of things going on. Need much prayer. Sometimes your mind boggles because many people, many needs, but with Christ, it's all possible. We started with $5 and 4 men. Never thought it will go for 4 days. Lord willing, we'll be completing 40 years next year. And thank God for His faithfulness. Great God. His great commission continually going for the glory of God. Since we already heard a message, we don't need a message. But still, but Jesus is looking at me that. So I have to say a few things. I'd like to just bring a few thoughts to you. Especially the second passage I read from Mark chapter 16. I like that passage. The word says, verse 20, and they went forth. It's interesting that Jesus Christ gave the commandment to the disciple, verse 15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. God is not telling just go to only some places, to every creature. God is interested upon every soul, every individual, no matter their color, creed, no matter what, where from they belongs to. Everyone has got souls. No wonder the Lord himself said, for what shall profit a man is to gain the whole world and lose his own soul. Which means possible sometimes people can gain the whole world, but lose his own soul. It's gone. Christ is very much, his passion for souls that brought him from heaven to this earth to take your place and my place, to give his life for your salvation, my salvation. Then verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Matthew says, all power is given unto me. He is sitting there with power. Then the disciples, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. I like that word, the Lord working with them. What a tremendous opportunity. Everyone, those who are involved in sharing the gospel, Jesus Christ working with them. You are not alone. So I said, we look forward for 40 years, next year finishing. It will be because the Lord working with us. Otherwise, we've never been able to. No imagination can reach $5 four men can go for 40 years. God in His mighty mercy. And also it reminded the book of Zechariah, the Old Testament, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by spirit, say the Lord. It's not that the human efforts just bringing, but God working with us. I'd like to just bring a few thoughts. The Great Commission declared the matchless of the gospel. Gospel is the answer to the problem of human sins. Gospel. Not any other thing. Gospel, we think about the matchless gospel. I wrote it down, gospel is the story of me. It's because of gospel I'm standing before you. Because of gospel, you are here today. Think about before you came to know Jesus Christ, where were you? Will you be able to sit like this? Watching this presentation, hearing the gospel, it will be just foolishness to us. But thank God, gospel changed. Gospel is the story of me. My sin debt was paid in full. My old man was buried in the grave because of gospel. Gospel, great commission. Jesus Christ is alive again in a victorious and a resurrected manner, in which I share every day victory in Christ. That's what the gospel brought to our life. My life was once an extension of the first Adam, who failed miserably and hopelessly, and I was a continual failure in my life. Sin, awfulness, and sorrows. But a great gospel came. My life is now an extension of the second Adam, who won completely and eternally give you victory every day. What a tremendous way the Lord just brings the gospel to your life and my life. Second, the Great Commission reaches the immense extent of the hearers. Think about these people. The word says they went forth and preached everywhere. 2 weeks back, I was in Chennai preaching, August 15th, with the children's home and the other area. So I have one afternoon, 3 hours free, after in between preaching. So I said, I'd like to go and see St. Thomas Mount, nearby the airport. I said, what's there? Because one of the disciples called Thomas came there. And they believed that he was martyred there. And went there. I just in the corner sat sometime. It's a lot of distance from Jerusalem to Chennai. First century, no flight, no fast-moving ocean, vehicles, nothing. He came there. Even that first century, they went everywhere, preached everywhere. Sometimes we think that finance and transportations and problems, we just bring everywhere. Making all kind of excuses, not going. The first century, they went everywhere preaching the Lord working with them. With our great Lord, they've been able to accomplish. I saw some people in those days came to know Christ. And they were so passionate for that. To every person, in every people, in every location, in every generation, we need to take this gospel. Today, 21st century, we have much more responsibilities. The world population is increasing. India, 1.35 billion people. Soon it will be 1.5 billion. Bad news. 1/5 of the total population of the globe is going to live in that subcontinent. Someone says almost over 1 million souls die each week without Christ and going to lost eternity. What the Church of God is doing for that. I'm so thankful for this congregation having that insight, reaching others with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is going to take to reach places like Syria, India, Fiji, China. Look around the whole globe, there are places. Look everywhere. They all need gospels. Everyone, whether it's a rich country or third world country. Whether it's a small island and a big continent. People need Jesus. We need to take the gospel. Jesus Christ told, go and preach everywhere, starting from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the world. It's your Judea, your Jerusalem, Judea. And you're going beyond that. That's the reason I am standing before you. Brother Samir, he was there because he had a concern for reaching out with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is it going to take to reach your generation and my generation? I like that word in the book of Acts says, David served in his generation. Thank God you are the very important person and an important job to do in this generation. Taking the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the master who came and died in behalf of you, accomplished the great salvation, and God blessed you with this salvation. And God's Spirit is urging, go, reach with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that the method, as we see through the Bible, you can see the method of Jesus that shaped the leadership who went to the end of the earth. We need to adapt that. Jesus Christ, and he shaped the leadership. Today God worked through the local churches, shaping the leaders, shaping individuals, that they might be able to take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to others. Look in regards to the method of the book of Acts. Exploded out of the believers, touched by the Pentecostal revival, everyone going. Everyone going and preaching the word of God. Not only the 12 apostles, everyone, those who came to know Christ. Each and every believer has got an obligation to the lost world. Because God gave you eternal life. God just worked with you. The Holy Spirit lives in you. And just let you know the need of this world. And God expects you and I being able to take the gospel to others. Last year when I was visiting a couple of mission conferences in America, I visited my daughter, Dawn, in Philadelphia. After a couple of weeks, on Sunday afternoon, Dawn called me and said, and she said, Daddy, then she sobbed and said, my son Benjamin got saved today. He was 4.5 years old. Benjamin, trust the Lord Jesus. Oh, I was, one of my pastor friends was driving. I said, hallelujah. You thought I turned to be charismatic. I said, no, I'm excited. My grandson got saved. And after 1 hour, I called from Dawn. She said, Dad, you don't believe that. After church, we went to a restaurant. As we were ordering, Benjamin told the waitress, I'm saved, are you saved? She said, I do not know what you're talking. And he said, I'm saved, you're saved. And again she said, no, I do not know. I have Jesus, you have Jesus. Nobody told Benjamin. Little Benjamin knew that. Everyone knew Jesus Christ. Everyone, those who are truly born again, they know there's a place in your home. People need Jesus. The community need Jesus. Around you need Jesus. And others need Jesus. The mother of Paul, who planted churches in a short period of time, that filled everywhere. Just go through the book of Acts that. A short period of time, Paul spending with all that persecutions and pain and problems, struggles, all other difficulties, he keep on preaching and he began to plant churches everywhere. That's tremendous. Sometimes we look for a peaceful time. There won't be a peaceful time. People thought Paul is a plague. Beware of this man. Not only from outside, from within also. Some Judaistic believers thought, he's just bringing all the pagan to this, or our Christianity. But he kept on preaching, establishing local Bible-believing churches that they might be able to take the gospel further for the glory of God. The method of Jesus, which all the followers were commanded to take the gospel. He did not say, take only the leaderships and go and preach the gospel. Everyone. I like the passage in the book of Acts. Everyone. Friends, every one of you, those who know the Lord Jesus Christ, God is commanding to reach out. Reach out. I like that story, the three parables Jesus Christ said in the book of Luke. The three parables. A lost son. And you can see lost silver. And lost sheep. I just brought backward. Lost sheep. The shepherd has to go because sheep is lost, gone in so dangerous and far away, do not know the way to come back. The shepherd has to go and seek calling, finally found, and brought him back to the fold. The second one, a lost silver. That was not lost in outside of home. Just inside the home. Maybe some Christian families. The home, people are lost. This woman took the broom, the candlesticks, swept very carefully. Very carefully. Sweeping. You have to work with such a careful manner. Presenting the gospel through our life, behavior, attitude, expressing Jesus Christ in the family. The family. She began to just sweep very carefully, carefully. Finally she found it. There is joy. The Bible says there is joy in heaven joy in heaven. You can make have a joy in heaven by bringing someone to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the lost son, he just raised in a good family. And he went away from God. Backslidden, gone. Gone away. Spent his life in miserable conditions. But thank God, one day he realized he came to himself. Came to himself. And he said, I will go home. And tell to my father. When he thought about his father, he thought about heaven. I'll tell to my father, I've sinned against heaven and you. Every parent is representing God in your home. Let people, children, see Jesus Christ in and through of you. When this boy thought about his father, he thought about heaven. Go home and tell my father, I have sinned against heaven and you. Brought in a good family, but there are possible people go away. I was in Bangalore 2 months back. After the meeting, Pastor Arup came and told me, this young fellow, you need to talk to him. Just to discharge from the hospital straight away, brought him over here. His father is a pastor. His mother is a social worker. Older son, 21-year-old. The city life just sold into drugs. He just gone away so deep. Finally, he cut his vein and commit suicide. Hospitalized. Raised in a Christian family. Friends, possible many times. We need to sweep sometimes our home carefully. Maybe our neighbors. Maybe our relatives. What shall profit a man who shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The method of our old church fathers. Look at them. Went forth and bringing gospel to people. We need to be involving in that. Thirdly, the Great Commission reveals the divine genius of the master trainer. Jesus Christ said, if you follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Very important. If you follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. If you follow me, I'll make you a great man. He did not say that. He did not say that if you follow me, I'll make you a great preacher. He said, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Sometimes I tell to our students, our pastors, our believers that sometimes you are not fishing because you are not following. If you follow, you fish. Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Everyone, those who follow in the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot ignore the lost world. You cannot ignore the Great Commission. You cannot forget and close your eyes for the lost ones. That's the reason Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. The Great Commission is more than an end. It's a goal. It is an everyday strategy. Every day. Every day we come across people with life. Every day. God expects us to share that gospel. Placed in the hands of ordinary disciples. Placed in the hands of ordinary believers. Placed in the hands of yours and mine to take this gospel. That will multiply believers, churches, anywhere in the world. It works. It works. We don't need a new program. We need a great desire for lost souls. A great desire. We don't have to have a new method. Just a simple method of Christ. For which the book is revealed to us. There are millions around us. People sometimes spend all lot of time to making programs that the people die and go to eternal damnation. Friends, take the gospel and tell to people, go everywhere, make disciples. Not only that, the other face of that ministry is that, not only we bring souls, God expects us to make disciples. It's always go hand in hand. I always emphasize, evangelism without disciple is not biblical. Evangelism with discipleship. We need just to bring them and we need just to work with them to reveal the truth of God more and more, lead them to the baptism and to the worship place. And there you can see things multiply greatly. Disciple, disciple making, church planting with conviction of God's word. That's what we need in the 21st century. I'm so glad, folks, to be a missionary of Candle Park Bible Church. And thank God for the opportunity you're given to work with you back in India, Nepal, Myanmar, Bhutan. There are still more souls. Great things need to be accomplished. Our goal of our 40th anniversary is that each church plant another church. God allow everyone to do that. Pray with us. The Lord may burden the hearts of these people that they might be able to just plant other churches. It will multiply for the glory of God. Always the ministry of Jesus Christ needs to be multiplied. Go and preach the gospel. Preach on, continually preaching on. Never end. It's an everyday strategy to reach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust this word will take into your heart. Go everywhere, sharing the gospel. May heaven joy, and people may come to know Christ. And pray for us. Pray for the Punjab ministry, especially I'm concerned for that. Thank you. God bless you.